When Nevada Senator Harry Reid announced he would not run for re-election, he reopened the debate about nuclear waste disposal in this country. Reid had staunchly opposed a plan to store the waste at Yucca Mountain in his state. But never say never. Today, five members of Congress, led by the Republican chairman of the House Environment and Economy Subcommittee, are visiting the site. Katie Tubb is a research associate and coordinator for the Heritage Foundation who has studied this issue, and she joins us now to talk about it. Hi, Katie.
Hi, good morning, Emily.
Good morning. So please start by just giving us the lay of the land. We don't have Yucca Mountain. Where is nuclear waste stored in this country right now?
Right. Well, it's currently stored in interim storage sites and on decommissioned and currently running nuclear power plants. Unfortunately, the government should have been collecting this starting in 1998, and it has yet to collect a single drop of nuclear waste, so it's got a bit of a problem.
So, Yucca Mountain, we know it's about 90 miles northwest of Las Vegas. I guess some would question whether that's a site that would be developed or if it's still rural. Just describe for me, what is it like? How many people live there? How far has the site gone in terms of being studied, and how would storage work if it ever happened there?
Well, Congress selected this site in 1987, and up through till 2002, the Department of Energy was studying the area, doing studies and test sites, and in 2008, they applied to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to choose a site at Yucca Mountain. Because, and I quote the Department of Energy's words, it brings together the location, the natural barriers, and the design elements most likely to protect the health and safety of the public. So as far as we have studied, which has been years and billions of dollars worth of tests, Yucca Mountain is an excellent site for a national repository.
And why is that? Because if we think about when this project first began in the 80s, Las Vegas itself is very different now than it was then. So what makes Yucca Mountain, and I know that you're a proponent of still keeping at least the debate alive about Yucca, what makes Yucca Mountain still right for this today?
It's a very remote area, and I'm not a nuclear scientist, but every technical review of the Yucca Mountain site has a clean bill of health. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission just finished their multi-volume safety evaluation report, and they found no qualms with the area. Now, the Department of Energy still has a few minor details to fix, relatively minor, I should say, before they can finish the licensing process. But as far as the Nuclear Regulatory Commission goes, Yucca Mountain is a good place to go.
And
so I have to trust their expertise.
And when do they do that? When did the commission do that?
When did they finish studying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that has been a journey in itself. They started in 2008 when the Department of Energy first applied for this permit. But President Obama came in 2009 and put a stop on the entire project, which unfortunately is the law of the land. So the project has been on hold till 2013 after a series of court cases requiring the Obama administration to follow through with the law. And it was just in January now that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission finished their safety evaluation report.
And how would it work? You've said, and we know that nuclear waste is scattered throughout the country right now in different sort of interim storage areas, but how would it actually work if they were to try to bring all of this to one central depository at Yucca Mountain?
Right. Well, currently, we do move nuclear waste around the country. There are a couple consolidated storage sites, in particular for defense waste. So we have already begun to do the moving of nuclear waste. Countries around the world do this all the time. France is a perfect example. So it's not anything particularly novel or dangerous. It's been done before.
And is it done like on trains? I mean, how does it actually
Correct.
Work? Okay.
Trains, I think you can do it by road. I'm not sure. But nuclear waste is stored in dry casks, so a lot of concrete to keep radiation from impacting anyone. So it's very safe.
You mentioned defense waste. We know that the Energy Department is talking about splitting the way that it treats defense waste from civilian nuclear waste. How are those two things different?
They're different on a couple layers. Defense waste is materially very different than commercial nuclear waste. It's very diverse, and it comes from different sources within the Defense Department. There's also much less of it. However, the federal government's decision to what's called decommingle this defense waste from commercial waste really dilutes any incentive the government has to deal with the tons, 70,000 tons of nuclear waste we have in this country. It loses incentive and gets rid of any teeth to deal with this problem.
Why does it lose incentive?
Right. Well, the government can take care of this very small amount of defense waste, and their problem there is solved. Whereas with the commercial waste, they have liability issues with that. And if they can just shovel that off onto an interim storage site to get rid of their own liability, that's a short-sighted solution. They're not dealing with the permanent repository, which right now are solutions at Yucca Mountain. And as we've seen the past couple of years, there are a lot of political issues with that as far as the Obama administration goes.
We're speaking with Katie Tubb, and she's a research associate and coordinator for the Heritage Foundation's Thomas Rowe Institute for Economic Policy Studies. And just before we get to that political issue, I want to ask you about, I said civilian, you said commercial. Is it, how much of that civilian waste is actually coming from the government?
Zero.
Okay.
There's defense waste, which comes from Navy nuclear reactors on submarines, and then there's commercial waste, which is from your average nuclear power plant. And that nuclear power provides roughly 20% of all the electricity created in the United States. So your average electricity user could be supplied by a nuclear power plant, and that's what I mean by commercial.
So nuclear power plants and would want things to stay together, and they would want that civilian and defense nuclear waste be treated together, because that means that the government would presumably take or have more of a stake in taking care of it.
Exactly, exactly. Under this current system, that's exactly what they would prefer.
Okay. And we did touch on the politics. I just want to ask you, is it more of a partisan issue or more of sort of a NIMBY, not in my backyard issue? And we know that some Nevadans in the past have called the Yucca authorization way back when the Screw Nevada Bill.
I think it's a little bit of both, Emily. It's definitely not a technical issue, as we've seen from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. It has a clean bill of health, and while there may be some issues that Nevada would specifically have, I think at Heritage we would say give Nevada the license and give them control over their own fate, so that takes away that NIMBY issue. No one wants the federal government shoving something down their throat. But if you give Nevada control of that license, it gives them control of their own future. It is also a political issue, and Harry Reid has built his career around killing Yucca Mountain, and President Obama has enabled him to continue that.
Right, but Reid is going to be out of the picture very soon. With this visit today of five lawmakers to Yucca, there's obviously some interest in this new Congress. What do you see as the way forward politically? I mean, what could happen next?
Right. Well, I'm very encouraged by this visit. It always helps to see for yourself what a national asset Yucca Mountain is and could be. And in one particular case, I'm very encouraged by Representative Hardy, who's from Nevada and represents the region where Yucca Mountain would be. And he seems to have an open mind about, okay, how could we make this work for Nevada? instead of just an automatic knee-jerk reaction against Yucca Mountain. So I think the path forward is to finish the license as the law requires Congress and the Department of Energy to do, and then to transfer that license over to Nevada and let them turn this into something that works for Nevada.
And what if Nevada said, you know, we've got the license, we don't choose to use it? Is that an option? Because then what happens to the nation's nuclear waste problem? It hasn't been solved.
Right. Well, I think that other states will step up, and we've already seen that with Texas. They are pursuing a license and contract with the Department of Energy to take some nuclear waste or a interim storage site. And I think other states will step up and do that because they'll see this as a huge business interest. It's a new market that has a lot of opportunity for innovation, and there's a huge need. So I can see a lot of people, relatively speaking, stepping up to the plate and wanting to take some of this waste.
But won't people be saying, wait a second, is this really safe for my community?
Sure. Not every community is suited to nuclear waste. Northern Virginia is a perfect example. But places like Texas, where there's vast regions of space, or areas of Nevada, are suitable. And, you know, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has done a lot of legwork with Yucca Mountain, at least, in studying, you know, if that area would be suitable. So it's not like we're starting from complete scratch here. There are some general rules of the road and ideas of what we're looking for in a nuclear waste depository. And I think the communities where that makes sense, they would step up or at least be interested.